Hi, my name is John Clarkson. I'm a technical writer with the Link product group, and I'm here today to show you how to run UCMA code in a Windows workflow application. Two important notes. To be able to do this, you need to use the startup element that you see right here on the screen in your app.config file, and you need to put your UCMA code in a separate .NET 3.5 project. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a real simple workflow application. It'll basically prompt the user to enter one or two, and then based on their entry, it'll take them through an if block and either say hello or goodbye depending on whether one or two is pressed. So let's go ahead and get started. We're going to open up a new Visual Studio solution, .NET Framework 4, and to that we're going to add a workflow console application, add new project. See, we're doing .NET Framework 4 again. We're using Visual C Sharp and Workflow Console application. Let's take the default name, and we'll get the Workflow Designer. And I'm going to start off with a sequence activity, which is a pretty fundamental activity in workflow. And to that, I'm going to add a choice variable, which will take the input from the user. And it's going to be a string, as you'll see here. See there, it's a string variable. And then I'm going to add a write line activity, which will prompt the user for their entry. Please enter a 1 or a 2. And then I need to enter an assign activity, which will assign the user's input to the choice variable. So we're going to assign it to the choice variable, and the expression we'll use is console.readline. You see it there, and now I can add the if activity. And I need to enter the condition, which is going to be choice equals 1. And of course, that 1 is a string, so I need to wrap it in quotes. And then I'm going to add two readline activities on each of the branches and a write line activity on each of the branches of the if activity. On one branch, I'll tell the user you pressed a 1, and on the other branch, I'll tell them you pressed a 2. It's a very simple workflow. And then you might think it's ready to go at this point, but it's not, because if we ran it, it would just run off the end. So I'm going to put a delay activity in here to pause it for 5 seconds right at the end, so we can see the program's text in the command box. And I'm going to enter 00:00:05, which will pause the program for 5 seconds. So we'll build this, make sure we're okay. And we are, so just go ahead and press F5, and our simple workflow will run here. It's going to ask us to press 1 or 2. I'll press 1. You see we get the appropriate text back. We'll just wait for the delay activity, close the application, and I'll run it again. Press 2 this time, and again the delay activity will shut it down here. So now we're ready to go ahead and add UCMA code, so I'm going to add a new project, and of course this new project has to be .NET Framework 3.5 because it's going to have UCMA code in it, which requires UCMA 3.5. It's just a Windows console application. I'm going to change the name to console app.NET 3.5, which will make it stand out in the Solution Explorer. There it is. And we need to add some components to that. First of all, I want to add the sample helper file, which contains all the code that does the heavy duty work of setting up, starting up the platform and creating endpoints. And we'll find it here in the SDK install folder under quick starts, common, and there it is, the UCMA sample helper file. And then we need to add a couple of references for some namespaces that we need. First of all, system.configuration, which will allow us to read the contents of the app.config file. There it is. And I need to add the UCMA DLL so I'll have access to the UCMA namespaces. And we'll go back to the SDK install folder for that, which is in program files, SDK core bin. And there it is, microsoft.rtc.collaboration. And then I also need to replace the app.config file, because here I'm going to set this project to the startup project. So it's default file in there right now, which is not what we need. And go find that app.config. There it is. But of course, here I'm trying to use Windows Explorer to add this and can't do that. Use the Add Existing Item dialog. Find that text file. There it is, app.config. Click Add. Yes, we want to overwrite. And now we need to update the code in the program.cs file in the consoleapp.net3.5 project. This is where we're going to put our UCMA code. And I've got a notepad file that has all the UCMA code in it, so I'll go out and find that file. And here I do want to use Windows Explorer. Go find that text file. It's right there. And I'll just select all this text here. And then we can copy and paste it. And then we'll quickly walk through it so you can see what's there. It's some pretty simple UCMA code. Save it. And up to the top, and you can see I added some using statements to cover the different namespaces we need for this application, the different UCMA namespaces and the system configuration to read the app config file. And the main method here is UCMAIM, which contains all of my UCMA code, and it's got a single parameter, which is that number that the user enters. You can see we're calling the UCMA sample helper file to create the endpoint. And then down in here's an if block where, based on whether the user enters a 1 or 2, we set up some message text, either hello or goodbye. Hello if they enter 1, goodbye if they enter 2. And there you can see we're using Configuration Manager to get the user URI for our instant message out of the app config file. We're using the begin establish method to set up the IM call. And there's a couple of events here, flow configuration requested and state changed, and a couple of callbacks, call established completed and send message completed, and that's it. The rest of the code's all off in that sample helper file, which of course comes to you as part of the SDK installation, so I'm not hiding anything. And we'll check that that builds, which is important because it adds the UCMA project to the toolbox, which we're going to need. We're going to add a final project here. We're going to add an activity library, a workflow activity library. Again, this has to be .NET Framework 4. Keep the default name. And once I have the activity library, I'm going to delete this XAML file because we don't need that. We're just going to be adding a couple of code activities. going to add a reference to the UCMA project, which is right there, consoleapp.net3.5. Then add a code activity. It's not enough room. Here we go. Add new item, workflow, code activity. And I'm going to change the name to UCMA Hello. So this code activity will be called UCMA Hello, and the other one will be called UCMA Goodbye. And again, I've got code here in the notepad file I'm going to use, which will overwrite this. A very simple code. All I'm doing is calling the UCMA method with the appropriate parameter. Okay, there's the code. We'll paste it in and take a look at it. See here, I've got a reference to the UCMA project, and there's an execute method down here where I'm calling that UCMA IM method with a parameter of 1, which will set the message text to hello. And that's our first code activity. Now I'll go ahead and add another one. And this one will be UCMA Goodbye. It'll have very similar code in it, just a different class name and a different parameter for the UCMA IM method. And again, go out and grab that code. Copy it. And we'll paste it in. You see here again, we changed the class name. It's derived from code activity. And we're again calling the execute method on the workflow, on the code activity, and calling the method with a parameter of 2, which will set the message text to goodbye. We'll build this, which adds the code activities to the toolbox, because we're going to replace those write lines with the code activities. We'll delete a write line, delete both write lines, drag the first code activity down in to the if activity, and there's the second code activity. So you can see what the workflow is going to do. If they press 1, message will say hello. If they press 2, it'll say goodbye. We'll go ahead and run this and see how it works. So we're going to press 1, and we get prompted for password. And then I'll scroll down here. We'll see there's our IM message. We'll open it up, and you see, of course, it says hello because we pressed 1. So we'll rerun the application. This time we'll press 2. Ask for the password. And the UCMA code runs. We get an IM message. And it says goodbye. So there we have it, UCMA code running in a Windows Workflow 4 application, sending us an IM message depending on where we end up in the workflow. Now, for the advertisements, later on we'll be publishing an article and sample code with the details about this scenario, and where you'll find it is in the MSDN library under Servers and Enterprise Development, and then under Link 2010, and see that node technical articles. This is all content that the writers in this group have published since we RTM'd back in October. And eventually the article describing the scenario in this video will be published into this node, and it will contain details about this, about the demonstration I've just given, plus sample code. So keep an eye out for that, and the URL at the end of this article will point to that general area in the MSDN library. So goodbye, and thank you.